why are you doing this? What's wrong? And the guy stopped. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I'm just having such a bad day. Right. And it's often just returning someone to sanity. The most famous of these kind of episodes was on Oprah about 5 years ago. Remember the guy in the courtroom in Atlanta? He takes a gun and he opens fire and he escaped and he fled into North Georgia and it was live on CNN. And sure enough, he goes into some young woman's house and she's sitting up reading the Bible late that Friday night. And she's going, okay, if I try to do violence, I'm going to get killed. He's stronger than me. What am I going to do? I can't be afraid. I have to engage. So she made him a meal and talked to him and convinced him to turn himself in. My personal experience is it works. War is not working. So let's see if we can apply these methods for a more peaceful world and try to reclaim our humanity in this inhuman time.
That's John Deere, author of The Beatitudes of Peace, and that's all the time we have. Please visit us and support our work at peacetalksradio.com. I'm Paul Ingalls. Thanks for listening.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 10 a.m. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with your host, Chris Andre. Followed at 10:15 with Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, a Radio Geekly continues its series on gatekeeping. That's all coming up. Thanks to the members of the KBOO Foundation via their generous financial support of community radio. If you are not one of the members of the KBOO Foundation, you can remedy that oversight at kboo.fm. You click on the word donate. Before we get to all that, here's a couple important community announcements. And we're going to get to the AM Public Affairs block before an afternoon of music, an evening of news and public affairs, carrying you through all night with more music to start all over again. Bringing it to you 24/7 for the love. KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the opening reception for Giving Back, The Soul of Philanthropy, reframed and exhibited Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library in Portland. The reception is an opportunity to tour the exhibit, which illustrates the Black philanthropic experience, hear from exhibit creators, and connect with social justice movement leaders from across Portland. Again, that's the opening reception for Giving Back, The Soul of Philanthropy, reframed and exhibited Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library, 2811 Northeast Holman Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 34th Annual Real Music Film Series taking place January 13th through February 5th at the Northwest Film Center. New works and classics are featured this year, including The Jazz Loft According to W. Eugene Smith, Mose Allison, Ever Since I Stole the Blues, How Sweet the Sound, The Blind Boys of Alabama, the Les Blank film about Leon Russell called A Poem is a Naked Person, and many, many more. Again, that's the 34th Annual Real Music Film Series taking place January 13th through February 5th. All screenings take place in the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue. More information .fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
We are James Knight and the Butlers out of Miami, Florida. We got a little thing we call a sweet thing, Funky Cat. Come on, bass player, make it real funky for me. Come on. Yeah. Now, drummer, Give me a nice drum beat so I can move my feet, baby. Come on. Yeah, I like it like that. Look at organ on the organ over there. Make it real mellow. I want some catnip, baby. Come on. Get it. Oh, that guitar sound real mellow. Just like catnip. Now all I need now is some horn. Nice and mellow. Smooth, baby, you know. Come on. This thing gonna be all right. Look at everybody, get on up. And come on the floor and do what you wanna do, baby. Because we gonna get on down tonight. And I mean the funky, funky, funky cat, baby. Now you know, this thing ain't no good without no catnip.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, January 6th, 2017, and you're listening to your community radio, your sanctuary radio, at 90.7 FM on the air, kpoo.fm on the web. Well, today Trump gets a briefing. We got a little weather first to get to today. Of course, it's a bright and shiny day with a high reaching around 33. Tonight, clouds are rolling in and a low around 29. For tomorrow, expect a bit of rain, a bit of snow out of cloudy skies and a high around 32. And Saturday night, rain, freezing rain. Watch out, it's going to get bad out there. And high around 31. Sunday, rain likely, mixed with freezing rain, and highs reaching around 42. Yuck, that's going to be disgusting, nasty mess out there on the roads. And Sunday night, rain likely cloudy and a low around 37. That brings us full circle through the weekend and out the other side. That said, we've got LaDonna Allard coming on the show today from Standing Rock, Where Next? In fact, we actually have an answer to the question, where next with Standing Rock? And it's not a question of next. Maybe for some of First Nations white supporters, this was like an exciting adventure to go to Standing Rock. You know, it's autumn, it's beautiful. Guys are riding around on horses and police are shooting non-lethal projectiles of all sorts. Then it got really cold and violent, and it was time to go home and tell everybody's friends about their exciting adventure there. Meanwhile, back at the Rock, people like LaDonna Allard have been there for thousands of years and will be there for thousands of years hence, because this is a story. We haven't got the ending yet. So the Standing Rock is all over North America, South America. It's all over the world, really. Beneath the surface of the earth, the snakes are battling it out. And the snakes are battling it out up on the surface of the earth as well. Steve Horn joins us today. As always, there was something came out in the Smog blog that is a real eye opener. If we actually lived in reality and not in a fake news world, this would be front page news. But we don't. We live in a world where media, mainstream or not, we're going to end up missing mainstream media. You know that? I can't believe it. It's true. Because of the welter of stories bursting from all sides on social media, which is has fragmented the truth. So that said, welcome to KBOO, Steve, and so great to have you back. This is an amazing story right now. Of course, Koch brothers always, and Alec. Of course, we were just waiting for the penny to drop, and everyone knew that Coke was behind so much this, and now here we go.
Yeah, good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So Paul Ryan called the Republican control federal government a dream. It is opening out. Mm-hmm. Right. Dream in so many senses. Non-reality, gift, an amazing gift from above and perhaps from below. But anyway, can you bring a little bit of the sense of the story to readers right now, and then we want to commend their attention to the story.
So the story that I wrote that was published yesterday was about a bill that passed yesterday evening, called the REINS Act, R-E-I-N-S, like the reins on holding in regulations. It stands for Regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act.
they really had to work to come up with that.
They always have some amazing acronyms.
Now let's figure out what that could possibly mean.
Yeah, so the REINS Act has been something that's been pushed for over half a decade. The same bill keeps coming back in every Congress, and the one thing that Congress didn't have before was a White House that was in support of the bill's passage. It now has that. Donald Trump has gone on the record saying that he supports the bill's passage. And basically the bill makes it so that if federal regulatory agencies issue a regulation called a quote-unquote major rule, which means pretty much anything they want it to mean, because if you look at the definitions, it could mean something that would cost businesses over $100 million, or it could just mean even more. So that's the only thing that's actually a number amount, but then it could also mean things like, it costs them a lot of, it's just burdensome. There's a lot of language in there that would make it basically impossible to actually put forward a regulation if Congress didn't want that regulation to go forward. And so it's unclear what the Senate will do about it, but the House made it its first order of business. The first bill it passed in its first week was this bill. It's not the first time it's passed it. It hasn't passed the Senate. I think the Senate would still be able to filibuster it because there's enough Democrats in the Senate to do that. And I don't think that most Democrats aren't in support of this bill, but some could be because of midterm elections in 2018. So I think that goes back to the Paul Ryan statement that he made, is he really does see this as a quote-unquote dream, as a thing that, with everything aligning, that something like this could go through. So he's on the record supporting this bill. And also, it's important to point out, how did this bill come to be to begin with? Well, it's a initiative, basically, of Koch Industries and the Koch brothers, as you said. It has its roots in a push from the Americans for Prosperity, which is a front group of the Koch brothers. There's a similar version of this bill that's also been introduced this year and last year, this year already and then last year, in Wisconsin by the same name, the REINS Act. So they have a governor there, Scott Walker, mm-hmm. Republican, who's very close with Koch Industries and the Koch brothers. So I think that if you look at everything, you look at campaign money, you look at, looking back at the web archives, which I looked at, and this thing called the quote-unquote Obama chart that the Americans for Prosperity made, which was pushed by the same guy now who's pushing. He doesn't work for American Prosperity anymore. He works for something called American Commitment. His name is Phil Kirpin. He's still pushing the REINS Act today and his group American Commitment, if you look on social media. So it's the same players, all connected back to Koch Industries, back to the Koch brothers and their front groups, who have wanted this thing for a long time. So it looks like, long story short, they do have the best chance maybe ever to pass this bill through, but that doesn't mean that for sure it will go through the Senate. They definitely have a White House, at least, who's now in support of this bill. And I should say one more thing. Obama White House has been on the record opposing this bill before, as I mentioned in my article, through its Office of Management Budget.
I have a couple of quick questions. A while back, let's call it pre-Iraq war, There was Richard Pearl and a bunch of others had this project for New America, which they had actually at that point been working on for a long time.
Yeah.
This seems to be a privatized, monetized, entirely capitalist version of Project for a New America, because they are getting everything they want. I'm thinking back that we were supposed to be winning that, and then it would be the testing ground for an entirely 100% capitalist nation. That's where they were going to try out capitalism.
That was the neoconservatives, and that was before the Iraq War.
But this is, it seems 19- to be. Sorry.
No. Yeah, the word which similar is, of course, is powerful vested interests. That way it had to do with U.S. foreign policy. This has to do with U.S. domestic policy. But that's why I thought it was important to point out the roots of this thing, which is Koch Industries and the Koch brothers and all that. Because if you're watching C-SPAN yesterday and listening to people talk on the floor, of course, that was never mentioned. They just talk about how it will create jobs, how it will get rid of these overreaching regulatory agencies. Meanwhile, the reality is that this will benefit huge multinational corporate interests like Koch Industries and their corporate allies.
Sure, it's a total giveaway. Just one final question, though. You mentioned the filibuster, but they've in the healthcare, some of the ideas that popped up were a weakening of the filibuster bill. Let's see, eliminate. Where is it? I can't find the quote I want, but it's also the program's over. There's that too, of course. But the filibuster bill, the filibuster, either as a tool, has been seriously weakened by their.
It's been weakened. If you push something through as a budget bill or for nominees like any of the nominees that Trump has.